A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Lamed Ches, Yevamos 38a, pagination 75. At the end of the Mishnah, which is towards the end of the page, there's a phrase which is very straightforward and very important for us to understand the ramifications of Yibum. Counting up from the bottom of the page, six lines. The first word on the line is ha'av, and then we begin. Kansa. If the living brother marries the Yevama, the widow of his deceased brother. So Kansa, he married her. Harehi ke'ishto l'chol davar. At this point, she becomes like his wife in every respect. And we'll see in the Gemara in a moment to appreciate that the world of Yibum is now over, except for one thing. Uvilvad she'teh ksuba al nechseh bayla harishon. Her ksuba, the money that she'll collect if her husband, the Yavam, dies before her or divorces her, that money of the ksuba finds its lien on the assets of the first husband, the deceased brother. But in every other respect, as far as arayas go, prohibited relationships, she is now transformed to an isha, to the wife, rather than the Yibum status that we've been dealing with until now. Let's move on to the next daf to see the Gemara that explains this Mishnah. So I'm on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph 39a, pagination is 77, and I'm counting up from the wide lines, about 11 lines, at the end of a line, Kansa. If he marries her, Harehi, she becomes his wife in every respect. Asks the Gemara, L'may hilchasa, regarding what halachas does she become his full wife? Omar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Lomar, what we're being told here is, Shemegarsha beget, if he wants to terminate this marriage, he would do so with a get, and not with chalitza anymore. Umachzira, and that if he does divorce her, he's allowed to take her back. So the Gemara explains, Megarsha beget, that he's going to terminate such a relationship using a get, the bill of divorce, pshita, obviously. Salkadai tachamina, I would have thought, Hayoliksiv, lekach, ulekach, aloli isha v'yibma, that you're taking her as a wife, as a Yavama, Omar Rachmanov, Adain Yavumi Arishan Ole, I would think that she still has, in some respect, a status of a Yavama. Bachalitza in Begetlo. You would require a Chalitza to terminate the relationship now, and not a get, Kamash Malon, that no, she is the regular wife at this point, and the Yibum situation is past. And we're only dealing with regular marriage, and therefore get is the method if he wants to terminate the marriage. The second statement that we made was machzira. You could take her back after you divorced her. Pshita, of course. She's your wife. You gave her a get. You take her back if you want to. Saka daita chamina mitzvah deramya rachmana alei avda. I would have thought that the mitzvah that the Torah said to do is done. Hashta tekem alei v'isrei shasach. I would think that that original prohibition of the wife of your brother resumes at this point. You did what you were supposed to do. You did Yibum. You stay with her if you want to stay with her. But if you give her a get, then you terminate it. So maybe she's back to the status of a shasach. An interesting consideration. Kamash Malon, that she's a regular wife, if you give her a get, You could take her back afterwards, just parenthetically, provided that she didn't have a marriage with some other man in between, because that's machzer gerusha, so you're not allowed to take back a woman that was divorced after she was with someone else. Even if that other person dies, divorces her, whatever, you still can't take her back. That's machzer gerusha. But provided he gets rid of her, takes her back, kamash malan, that you are allowed to do that, and she's no longer in the prohibition of the wife of your brother, that evaporated together with the end of the Yibum status. Asks the Gemara of Ve'ema HaChanami, maybe it really is like that, that she becomes a Yevama again. Amar Kro, the Pasuk says, Ulekacha lo le'isha, you're taking her as a wife. Rashi says that word le'isha is the extra word. It could have said, Ulekacha lo ve'yibma, that you do the union as a yibum, but it says leisha kevan shalakha reu ki ishta lechol davar. It's letting you know that once you take her, she becomes your wife in every regard. The final statement of the Mishnah, as expounded now by the Gemara, vilvacha tehe kisubasa, provided that her ksuba will be on as a lien on the first husband's property. My taima, why is it like that? Isha hiknu lo min hashamayim. The Torah is granting him a wife, and the Torah granting him the wife has the terms that it's still a continuation of the first, and he doesn't have to put up his own lien from his own property, and therefore he's allowed to sell his own property whenever he wants. There's no restriction. It's not attributable to the money that she will collect for her ksuba. The Gemara concludes, Ve'ilesla min arishon, but if for some reason there is no ksuba from the first one, if for some reason there was no ksuba, for some reason there's no money, there's no assets, then takinu la misheni, then the second one will definitely have to put up ksuba, assets, responsibility, kedei shelo tekala be'enav lehotzia, because we don't want it to be light in his eyes to get rid of her. And that's one of the concepts of ksuba, is that there should be a significant amount of money that has to be paid so that the husband should not think lightly about the divorce, and that protection is given to this woman as well, so that if she doesn't get her ksuba from the property of the first, then the second one would be responsible for that. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.